Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. As always, presented by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You're looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team.
Bitter.
What are you bitter at?
I forgot to get water.
That's AWOS' job.
Adam could get you a loop.
Yeah, hook me.
He'll do it with the quickness.
Thank you. Yeah. I just had a granola bar. I need some water to wash it down. Thank you, sir.
All right, join us right now on the Maps Ross Hotline.
It's come out of your back pocket.
That's good.
Is the head coach of the Washington Capitals, Todd Reirden. He's driven by Sheehy Auto Stores and Sheehy.com. Good morning, coach.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing all right. Probably a little bit better than you. Probably pissed off about last night.
Was that a tough one to get some sleep after?
You're bitter.
Losing at home.
Yeah, that one I would probably agree with the word bitter.
No.
That's a good one to use. That's a disappointing loss for us. So get back at it. We're leaving for Ottawa this afternoon and play tomorrow night in Ottawa. So good chance to respond to some things we didn't like.
Well, you clearly didn't like Holtby playing the puck on the power play. I have your quote from the presser last night. Goalie playing the puck up on a power play is not part of our system. It's not part of our design of how we break pucks out. That's an unforced error. So that's one of many that we had in the game. So you're clearly upset with Holtby, but also with other unforced errors throughout the game last night.
Yeah, and I mean, I think a little bit of it's to be expected after a break. You know, in Montreal, we had quite a few of them, and that's to be expected after with actually both teams playing their first game after a break. And then I was disappointed a little bit with, like I said, a couple of the turnovers when we, you know, were in the third period of a one goal, a game we're leading by a goal, and a couple of those turnovers, you know, ended up costing us not long after the puck was turned over. So that's an area we've got to continue to get better at, and it's my job to make sure and understand, hold players accountable in those situations so that they don't occur again. So that's important. We have a good relationship in our room, and, you know, I tell it as it is, and when it's good, it's good, and when it's not, it's not. It's an honest evaluation of what happened, and, you know, that coupled with some poor penalties in the third in a tie game, you know, helped allow Nashville to get back in the game and eventually win it.
Coach, I'm stealing this from J.J. Regan from NBC Sports Washington from his Twitter. The Caps have scored 5 power play goals and given up 4 shorties in their last 7 games. I didn't realize that the shorthandeds had been that many in that short of a span. That's something that clearly that you're talking to your assistant coaches and your staff about.
Yeah, for sure. Something that's been discussed many times, you know, that they've happened different ways. Obviously last night happens with a misplay on a puck, and you know, so it's we're going through using some different personnel, trying to get to a little bit more of a two group look with some different personnel so we could win some more puck battles and allow us to have some success. And you know, again, that's not a winning recipe right there to have 5 power play goals and 4 against over the last few games. So that's a clear area that needs to be improved on and needs to be worked at. And, you know, it's a little bit of a blessing in disguise sometimes when these things happen right away after the break, because you get to readdress them immediately. And there are examples that hurt you and cost you games. And now it's easy to address as a coach. There's some of the ones we've had, you know, before the break, and just because we took 7 days away didn't mean they went away. They need to be worked on, and as I've said before, we're at the top of the standings, and we like where we're at results wise, but you know, we're not done getting better, and we need to improve, and we'll work at that in Ottawa tomorrow.
We keep comparing as fans Holtby and Samsonov. I know Samsonov is going to get the start on Friday. Holtby played really well on Monday. Yesterday, not so well. What are you seeing from him on the ice?
You know, I think, and that's, you know, we wanted to try to get him back. We discussed it as a staff. You know, after his third period, we wanted to reward him and get him back in there with Braden yesterday. And, you know, we know we need both of our goaltenders here. We play a number of games here down the stretch. It's a fairly busy schedule, so it's important that we get both goalies the right amount of work to be able to go into the playoffs with two fresh options. And you know, that's if you look at the last playoff runs by a number of teams, they've had to go with two goalies for a number of different reasons. And you know, I have no idea how it's going to play out at this point, and we have to just continue to you know, put Braden in situations where he can get his game to be as sharp as it has been in the past, and we've seen him do as we've watched him win a Stanley Cup doing it. In the same breath, you need to make sure that you're challenging your backup goaltender, continuing to put him in difficult situations and allow him to meet the challenge. And I think that's something that's happened with Samsonov. Like, I put him into some different situations. We lost two games against Carolina, so I put him in to see if he could be a difference maker in that game again in a series against them. He comes in and wins. We lost two games against Columbus, and we put him into that game three against Columbus. He wins. I played him consecutive games already, you know, in the first half of the season. So, and every time he stepped up to the challenge. So he's earned more opportunity, and he'll be getting it.
Joined by Caps head coach Todd Reirden. We touched on this with Lars Eller yesterday. Do you fire off a memo to the league office or to somebody with the Caps do it about the scheduling quirk that had the Caps in Montreal the first game out of the break? Then you're back home for a game. Now you have to fly back to Canada for a one-gamer with Ottawa. I'm sure you and all the players would have preferred just do the two games in Canada, then come home. I know you don't have control over the schedule, but that just builds in extra travel, and that's something you don't need at this point in the season.
No, definitely. I mean, you know, it's definitely a major puzzle that the schedule maker has to go through. And when the schedule finally comes out, you know, when you look at it, this was not one that you think real favorably about. But you know, it's the National Hockey League, and it's the schedule, and you know, that's you know, there's some good parts of it, and some parts you don't like, and this would be one that obviously with the travel and customs and all that takes a little bit longer. But you know, these are games we've got to figure out. You know, how to battle through it and respond after, you know, a home loss last night, and get back at it in Ottawa against a hardworking team that is gonna challenge us all over the ice, and we've got to be sharp. They're a much better team at home.
You know, Coach Jason,
I can hear it in Coach's voice. He's usually a little bit more chill.
He's perturbed.
I can hear the frustration.
You can sense it
in your voice, especially when you were talking about the goalies. I could be totally wrong, and I know as a coach you just kind of have to block out the last game and move on, but I just hear it in your voice. That's just my opinion.
So I need to laugh a few more times, I guess. No, it's, you know, it's I don't think necessarily that it is the case. It's just, it's a long season. You're going to go through ups and downs, and, you know, you want to win every game, and I just, that you can, and especially ones where you have the lead and, you know, you come back from a 3-1 deficit, you get it even. Now you end up going ahead by a goal. And, you know, you don't, those are the ones that are tough ones to lose. That being said, you know, there's going to be losses that are going to happen during the year. And the important thing for me is, you know, that we learn from it. And that's the tough thing that you don't know. And probably if I'm perturbed about something, it's that we're not playing tonight. So I can see us respond tonight. You know, I've got to wait another day and see if our team continues to learn. And we've done, obviously, an amazing job of that all year, and being able to put together the type of record we have in a very difficult league. And, you know, sometimes you have to make sure that you address the situation and get better, but you also know that it's a long season and you have to be set your team up best for success in the next game, and we'll be working on that later today and tomorrow going into the game against Ottawa.
Coach, it's time for the easy at Sheehy fan question of the week. Richard Ponick gets two goals last night, including an own goal shot in by Nick Bonino of Nashville. You were a defenseman in the NHL. Do you have an own goal or two on the resume, and how hollow is that feeling when you score on your own goalie? That from Mike in D.C.
Yes, I have to admit that there have been a couple pucks that have gone off me in the net before. Yes, you know, so that's never a good feeling, and a tough one where you feel like, you know, in front of 20,000 people, it's not a great feeling, that's for sure. So, you know, that sometimes it's the breaks of the game. It's, you know, it's an interesting thought of how it happens. It's something that we added to our system this year. We wanted to be more of a skating, aggressive, forechecking team. And, you know, I talked about it a little bit last night in the press conference, but that's something that's been a lot more effective this year for us, is being able to get in on the forecheck and disrupt. And when that happens, you can get some things to go your way. And obviously that's a fortunate break, but it doesn't happen without the pressure that we put on the defender there. The same thing happened the other night in Montreal. You know, Kuznetsov, obviously not a physical player, gets in hard on Shea Weber, an outstanding defenseman, pressures him, and they lose, misplays the puck, and then, you know, 2.5 seconds later, Jacob Verana has a goal. So that's something for us that's really important, that we want to be skating aggressive on that forecheck. Not everyone's going to be able to forecheck like Tom Wilson and Garnet Hathaway and be physical and separate the man that way from the puck, but other guys are going to do it with speed and with a good stick detail, and that's the best time to create offense after it, is immediately after a turnover. If you can transition into offense, you know, now you got a great chance to have success. That's been one of our strengths this year and something we'll continue to focus on. But that was a fortunate one, and really happy for Richard to get, you know, leave the game with two goals, and hope that he can continue to build on that.
Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck. That's Coach Todd Reardon, driven by Sheehy Auto Stores. It's easy at Sheehy. 14 brands, 29 dealerships, one easy price. Get started at Sheehy.com.
Talk to you soon, Coach.
Thanks,
yep.
All
thank
right,
you, buddy.
For having me.
Best
right,
of luck in Ottawa. Jason, if I were a betting man, sometimes I am, I would bet on the Caps against Ottawa.
Hey, you just sound pissed.
I think they're going to come out fiery in that game.
If he answered this, I don't know. I missed him.
Plus, it's Ilya.
But did he mention who was going to play on Sunday against Pittsburgh?
He did not.
Okay.
I don't think he makes that call until after the Ottawa game, I would guess.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I would bet on the Caps against Ottawa.
Well, Ottawa's not any good anyway.
Look what I'm pointing at. Tingle play. Cakes is tingle play of the day. Tingle play du jour. Caps against the Sens.
Yeah.
We need a sound effect for the tingle play.
I think we need to develop that.
The tingle.
The tingle.
Yeah.
A tingle.
Yeah, but it's not a jingle. It's a tingle.
It's a little tingle. Like just a little feeling.
So the bells, I don't know if the bells work.
None of these work.
The tingle?
No, probably. That's a ding.
I don't even know what a tingle is. What is a tingle? Just a feeling?
Just a little tiny feeling.
Yeah.
Just, you want to gamble on it. Tingle, you feel it, then you want to gamble.
We always talk about the tingle in the sack.
Yes.
There's no real sound for that.
No, not really.
But if you want to do the bells, the jingle bells,
you know
that's
what?
Fine
we'll tingle is what Cakes has in his thumb. Definition
it's
here.
It's definitely tingly.
Is experience or cause to experience a slight prickling or stinging sensation.
All of the above.
So the bells wouldn't work. We have to figure out something else.
It's almost like the bee.
Get in the lab.
We'll figure it out with
Valdez.
Because it's a sting.
Will you tweet today the doctor's diagnosis? Or maybe you'll talk about it tomorrow on the show.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'll give a recap.
I won't be here, but
he's going to the doctor. I can't wait until he has an MRI.
Stick it up. I hope my thumb doesn't mind loud noises and banging sounds.
Right.
I hope it's okay with that.
How great would it be that a 30-minute MRI of
can
the
we
thumb.
Make can we make earmuffs for my thumb for when I stick it in the machine?
What I think it is, I think it's a nerve thing, and
it's
he
nerve
just has
damage.
To, you just have to wait it out. There's nothing
like
you can do for that
stinger type of thing. You know,
so like, yeah. You so like wait my, months,
I'm gonna,
years.
I'm going to wait years for my nerves to regenerate.
I think that's what happens.
That's the only option.
That's why Peyton Manning missed a whole year. They had to wait until he got feeling back. You just wait until it comes back.
I guess.
I'm going to guess that's what they say, if it's a nerve thing.
Probably. Probably has no answers.
Yeah.
There's no magic pill that I can take.
There's definitely no pill.
You just got to wait. Yeah. Sure, waiting's fun.
Eric, someone wants to hang out with you in Minneapolis. He lives there. He wants to know where you're staying.
I'll meet him there.
He already said the Hilton. I'm going to tell him the actual room you're in.
Hey, I think Hilton, if you've got the Hilton Honors card, you get a free cookie. Silly.
I'm definitely an Honors member at some of these places. I don't know which. My wife does it all. I probably won't because I'll be with my daughter. May God bless him.
Okay. You just ruined his week.
No, I'm not trying to ruin his week.
I'm trying to make you're his hero, and he wants to hang. But okay.
I'm having a daddy-daughter weekend.
Maybe he has an ice fishing hut. He wants you to come out and hang for a little bit.
I definitely don't want to do that.
Drill a hole down into the ice.
I might fall in like that girl.
I got to freeze. It's 20 degrees every day in Minnesota. You're not falling in.
You can't throw the guy one hero glass.
I don't really.
To use a ROM term.
Yeah.
Well, stupid ROM term. Don't be shocked if he shows up at the hotel bar at the Hilton.
Right. Well, I'm not going to be there because my doc told me not to drink.
All right.
So I'm supposed to not drink.
My doc told me I had high cholesterol. You know what? I eat a lot of bacon. And it's delicious. And I punt his suggestions.
Okay.
Yeah. It doesn't mean it's smart.
I listen to my doctor. You ignore yours.
Yeah. I'll probably ignore what he tells me today.
Right.
At 11:30.
What murder mystery is leading off the ep next?
Not necessarily that. But we do have some Dog the Bounty Hunter news. I know none of us watch that show. No,
that's one trashy show you actually don't watch.
I don't watch. But I think the news on this you're going to find interesting. Oh. I promise you that. Okay. Don't go anywhere.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, just a reminder, I know they're playing promos, but Cakes and I, we'll be hanging out at the Sportsbook Hollywood Casino this Sunday. There's a big game.
There is a big game.
We'll be hanging out starting at 4, and very cool over at the Sportsbook Hollywood Casino, Charlestown. They now have new Quick Bet sports betting kiosks.
Beautiful.
So you can avoid the line. And, of course, we'll be hanging out pregame of the big game. And then Grand Danny are taking over 6 till 10.
Very good.
There's a big game. It's going to be on the TVs.
Yeah.
You might be interested in
usually
it.
Usually that game is on TV.
Yeah,
the big
usually
one.
It's televised. Last time I checked.
Eric, I don't mean to derail your ep. I really don't. But it just seems like the EP kind of just intertwines with murder mystery stories.
Right.
But I wanted to see if you've heard the story. But have you heard of Patrick Frazee? Not from Dirty Dancing?
Just remind me of the details.
Okay. Everyone in Colorado is psycho.
Yeah.
But Patrick Frazee is the guy who was engaged to a woman in Colorado Springs, and had a kid with her. Right, but also had a side piece that lived about 12 hours away.
All right.
And this genius decided, well, I don't want to be married anymore, so I'm going to ask her to blindfold herself and take a candle and smell it and see if she can guess the scent. And while she's doing that, I'm going to hit her over the head with a bat.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
This is his wife.
This is his fiance.
Okay.
Right.
So he's not even married at this point.
His baby's mama.
He just decided he didn't want her in the picture anymore, so that's what he did.
Okay.
But then he's got his girlfriend, and this genius, he calls her up and says, hey, I've got this dead body in my house, and there's blood everywhere. I need you to come down and help me clean up the scene.
And she's 12 hours away.
Right. So she drives 12 hours down to Colorado Springs and helps him clean.
From where? Is she in Canada? Is she in Montana?
I don't know what state.
Oh, you said down. So I need to make sure geographically you're correct.
I don't know. Maybe it's still in Colorado.
Okay, that works.
I don't know how long it takes to get across Colorado. Anyway, so she comes and cleans up the scene.
Okay.
Okay. And
I can't imagine people do that kind of thing.
Everyone in Colorado is nuts. Chris Watts, this guy. So
Skippy.
Skippy's crazy. So he obviously gets convicted of murder. But then the controversy is they only gave her 3 years.
3 years, yeah.
Because she didn't really do anything except for help clean up the scene.
Cover up. Yeah, that's still covering up.
But so the family thinks she should get like 15 years because she did. She cleaned up the blood.
Right.
And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, I'm with that. Well, first of all, she should get 15 years for being so stupid.
Correct. I agree with you.
Just stupidity jail.
Why did he throw her in there? I won't lose any sleep over her.
I just can't believe
in jail.
I just can't believe what goes through people's minds in this world.
Yeah,
he wasn't even married to the first woman.
No,
I mean, I'm sure it would suck. He wants to break up.
Yeah,
just break up.
No. He said it's easier to kill her.
There are some. There are two different girls here. It looks like there's one that's like bleach blonde hair.
That's her.
That's her, but
that's
who's the other one that with the looks really pretty? Is that the
That's the fiance. That's the girl he killed.
That's the really pretty one?
Yeah.
Shocker, his last name rhymes with crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah.
He's full on crazy.
And some of these guys, you just look at them and they look freaking nuts. They have those eyes.
Anyway, I didn't know if you had heard that story.
No, not that one. All right, let me tell you what's going on in the world of Hollywood and entertainment. And I teased the dog, the bounty hunter story. So, of course, his wife died. That was horrible. Beth. She had the cancer or whatever.
He had a girlfriend like a week later.
He had a girlfriend pretty quick.
Daughter's bitter.
Everyone's bitter. Well, how about this? I don't know if it's the same girl, but he proposed, apparently, at least the teaser, it seems like he proposed, I think maybe on Dr. Phil or something, to his son's ex-girlfriend.
Oh, that's a wacky.
Huh?
Dr. Oz, I think.
On Dr. Oz.
That is weird.
I have the teaser video trailer if you want to hear it.
If you want to hear the audio.
That's like a Diddy deal.
Yeah. Can you imagine? So your son dates his... The woman was actually in the wedding of his wife. She was like one of the bridesmaids.
Right.
Because it was the son's girlfriend at the time. And then he, because she helped him grieve through this,
right.
So now they've bonded,
and now
they're hitting skins, and now he's proposed to her. Here's the audio.
I'm a lot happier with her around.
I have lots of enemies right now.
Moon Angel, will you marry me?
All right, so under this scenario, just to play this out, if your wife died... You'd be dating Stevie's ex.
Yeah, you'd be dating Dylan.
That's bizarre.
You'd be dating Dylan's girlfriend.
It's just a bizarre thing to do.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
I mean, Dylan's 12, so I can't even imagine that aspect.
No, but I mean, you just can't dip your toe into those waters.
Correct.
You just can't.
Right.
Cake steak and Kurt's scraps.
I mean, it would just. It would be bizarre. I can't.
Of course, it's
the word. The only word I can come up with.
What if Amy passes and a couple years pass and. And it's like an ex-girlfriend of Kurt from like 10 years before.
It just wouldn't happen.
What about just someone that age?
I would just look at it and say, this is weird, and I'll just move on to somebody else.
Well, or what about just his age? Like, Catherine McPhee married that David Foster guy.
Mm-hmm.
She's younger than his daughters.
Right. That's weird, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's just
all those kind of things that just crossing lines. Like, and didn't Hunter Biden start dating his
brother's,
dead brother's wife?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know nothing about Hunter Biden.
That's yes. Well, Hunter Biden slings it everywhere because
Hunter
he just
Henry.
Knocked up a stripper.
I know Hunter Henry. Correct.
Yeah. Right.
You're always injured.
By the way, EB, the listener in Minneapolis is a female. That might change things.
I just can't. I just can't.
Okay, but you're thinking about it
right.
A little bit.
All right, so I guess they're you know, obviously they're going to be looking for a new host of Jeopardy, hopefully later, but it sounds like sooner rather than later, and apparently Alex Trebek's going to be in on it. Not necessarily because he's going to die imminently, let's hope, but I think the stress of everything, the chemo and everything, he's just wearing his ass out.
I like the Ken Jennings idea.
So, well, how about this idea? George Stephanopoulos has thrown his hat in the ring. He wants to be the host. He already works for ABC.
He's smart enough. You need somebody who's smart.
He's apparently, shocker, tired of mornings. He does Good Morning America. He's desperate to get off the morning shift.
You don't need to be that smart. I think being smart helps, but I mean, you're just reading.
You don't have to be smart at all.
I mean, you're
smarter than Adam.
A lot of people can't read.
That is true.
You have to be able to read, but are there a lot of kind of fancy words and fancy
terms? Yeah, you're
going
to have to know how to pronunciate things.
Pronunciate.
You're not going to host.
Were you doing a bit?
But were you doing a bit? I wish I was doing a bit. Enunciate.
Oh, my gosh. Hey,
I mean, because I think. Is it a pronounce?
I mean, aren't there like French words often and things like that? Like, I think you. I don't think they can just pull. Like,
look, I'm not saying Cowboy. I'm not saying Cowboy Todd could do it, but I don't think you need to be a Mensa to host Jeopardy.
I would. Right. Right. I agree with that.
Do you think that? Don't you think he previews the quest? Does it go through?
Of course, he
previews
sure. It. Yeah, I'm sure. So they could help him with pronunciation.
You can help.
Yeah,
guy.
But some guys are donks. You can help JP 20 times in the name.
Little
he's
a donkey. Yeah, just botches it.
Yeah. What were we gonna say, Drabby?
You can't put Ken Jennings or anybody out like that. You got to have a dynamic personality. At least someone that knows how to host.
Well, what
show.
About Stephanopoulos?
Is he dynamic?
Although I don't think he's dynamic.
Yeah, he's not dynamic.
So here, but here's Vanna White's idea. Vanna White wants to host Wheel of Fortune because she's been on it for 200 years.
So
and
Sajak moves?
And have Sajak move
over.
Well,
they can't do that because when Sajak was in the hospital and Vanna was running the show by herself.
You didn't like it?
And her daughter was doing the board.
Yeah.
She's not.
Oh, is it a cluster up?
Yeah, but she's done it before.
She's done it, but it's just, it's
not the same.
It's not the same.
No, it's not. It's not.
It's very different, and it's
you don't
slow
think Vanna
moving.
Finally deserves her shot to
well,
host
she does,
the show.
But it's just, it's slow. It was
she's been
slow
doing it for
moving.
50 years.
She wants to make more cash.
Everybody's going to be upset at anybody who takes over. It's just like I thought Drew Carey was weird for The Price is Right.
Right.
He's been going at it for years.
By the way, you notice how towards the end of that GOAT Tournament of Champions thing, how they were all showing off their personalities and like kind of ragging on each other.
Auditioning?
I actually think they were auditioning. For the,
maybe that was part of it.
For the spot.
Well, there's no way James can do it, right? He's too much of a
Well, they're just trying to show how likable they can be and how much of a personality
Brad can't do it. He's a loser.
Well, yeah, well, Brad's a loser.
Yeah, you can't have him.
Does he have a good personality?
You can't have a guy that gets pwned all the time in Jeopardy, hosting Jeopardy.
Let's go to Brian real quick. Hold on. Brian, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. Huge fan of the show. I listen every day online.
Thanks, Brian. Man. Appreciate it. What's up?
You're welcome. So I was wondering, you donks, you guys said you had the flu. Did you get the flu shot? And if not, why not?
I'm the only one who did not.
I got the flu shot.
Yes, got the shot.
And So one of us didn't. He got the flu. And three of us did, and two got the flu.
Right.
So you tell me what the flu. Go ahead.
Well, your flu, it might have been a lot more mild if you didn't. Because if you did not get the flu shot, you probably would have gotten it a lot worse. So good for you.
I believe in that generally. I got the flu and I had the flu shot. I'm still pro flu shot. The you know as the doctor said it mutates. And, you know there are different versions. They can't nail it all. So yeah, I'm definitely pro flu shot. It just didn't work out for me.
Mm.
All right, Brian.
Good for you guys. All right, thanks a lot. You guys rock.
All right, thanks, buddy.
All right, Brian.
We're flu vigilant over here.
I'm pro flu. Jason isn't for some reason. I don't know why. Why are you anti flu shot?
I just don't like shots.
Oh, you just don't like shots, yeah. I feel like it.
I like taking shots.
You like shots in shot glasses
like
more than
shots.
A shot in your arm.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Don't they do a flu? Do they do a flu mist instead
yes,
of a flu shot?
That's
why
an
don't
option.
You do that?
I didn't know that was an option.
Yeah,
I had
you should
no idea.
Do that. Now that seems almost a little dicier. Like you're going to inhale the flu.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know what I mean? I feel like you would get more sick. Like, I know people are always worried you're going to get the flu if you
get
the flu shot.
Well, those people are donks.
But
I've never gotten the
flu shot.
That don't believe your kids should get vaccinated.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're in that camp, you're just a mega donk.
So, get back to Steffo. What time do you think he got up or gets up for morning?
Stephanopoulos?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Annie gets up. What did she say? She gets up around 2:30?
She goes to bed
at 6:30, and she gets up at 2:30. They're probably getting up at 2:33. Because What time is it?
Five? Do they get on
I thought the national side starts at 7.
It might. Oh. But they have to be there. They do makeup. They got to be.
You're right. It's probably 5.
The women,
it's probably 7.
Though, probably get in there much earlier with the makeup and stuff like that.
Yeah, but even the guys, you can still got to sit in that dumb
chair. They get the hair done.
And they got to tell you what they can't wing it practically the way we do.
The pre-production.
They got to have all the.
Probably at least an hour.
Yeah, they got to have all their guests run down. They got to have all their, you know, B-roll. TV's a nightmare.
Mm-hmm. I would say, 3:30 probably.
Yeah. If I was Stephanopoulos, I'd be desperate to host Jeopardy.
Yes.
Or just retire already.
Yeah,
how many Stephanopoulos
you probably
worth
enough.
$50 million?
I don't know.
Vanna White's worth $70 million, by the way, according to the internet.
Oh, I believe
she still
it.
Wants
it.
Not all exactly.
She wants to
turn those letters, though, doesn't she?
Why was she doesn't have to turn the letters
just,
anymore.
Gives,
she just points at
it.
Them.
It points at it?
Yes.
Being hot in life has its advantages.
It certainly does.
What her skill in life was being hot.
Of course. Why do you think we're successful? Attractive. So darn attractive. All right, we come back. We'll give a couple other stories. I'll tell you why maybe you should worry about your porn search, Cakes.
Don't.
Cakes. Yeah.
And we should let people know that you need to donate your car today to the Purple Heart Foundation. Donating, it's easy, hassle-free, and your donation is tax-deductible. Last year, the Purple Heart Foundation provided assistance to over 18,000 of America's bravest veterans, helping them with VA benefits, coping with post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and providing suicide prevention assistance. You can be the difference. Donate your car today. Visit DonatePurpleHeart.org. That's DonatePurpleHeart.org.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, what should I watch sports-wise tonight? Is there anything worth watching tonight?
Terps
are in action.
That's 8:30, though.
The Zards are playing the Hornets. If you want to see a lot of points, you're going to switch over to that.
I like watching the Wizards.
Yeah. What's the total on that, by the way?
They're fun to watch.
Fun to watch.
Hold on. I'm going to guess 238.
I'm going to say 236 and a hook job is my guess.
Let's see. Let me see if it's out.
Yeah.
All right, Wizards. Ooh. Wow. 227.5.
Over. Insta over.
So Charlotte must not score a bunch.
We might get Rui's return tonight.
Oh, really?
Possibility.
Wizards lay 4, -180 on the money line. I don't know. I'll look at it. I can't believe there's a total. 215.5, Utah and Denver. Those are low totals.
That's a low total in the NBA in 2020.
Right. 10 years ago, those were super
high. And that's,
high.
I think, with Jamal Murray out for the Nuggets.
So that's
one of their
top
offensive
players. That's what
you
lost, my friend.
By the way, I just mentioned before the break, I wanted to go into this.
You and, of course, waste management. Go ahead.
You know how everything that we do is tracked now. We talk about something. You'll see an Instagram ad for it later that day on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
We all have the Alexas and all of those things at our house. They're listening to us. The cameras are on. And, of course, we've known for a while that our search histories are pretty sacred out there, and people have access to it. They're now saying there's a company out there that has a software that tracks even your most intimate history. And they're giving big companies like Google, Pepsi, Home Depot, etc., access to your internet activity, including the websites you hit, like, say, a Pornhub, to the detail of what you're typing in and the videos you're watching.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a certain fetish that you're into, Lurch. I know what you're into.
I don't have any fetish.
Yeah, I know what you're into.
I don't know, man. You mentioned a site last week or 2 weeks ago. Yeah. It's like, whoa.
Yeah, well, I'm sure everybody has something they'd be embarrassed about.
Yeah,
course.
If anybody ever saw your Google... Cakes, do you worry about that at all? That your search history could be sent to...
I'm Richie Incognito.
Do you think that that's really foolproof?
No, probably not. I'm sure it's not.
You're not still Eskimo tubing.
No, I haven't been on that yet. Let me check the Entercom filter, by the way. Let's pull that up.
I don't think it works at all.
Oh, I don't think it's nearly as vigilant as the CBS
radio. There's no way that's still around, right?
Oh, Eskimo I checked it like a month ago, and I think it was still up and running.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Did you happen to just check it?
EskimoTube.com. I'm pulling it up as we speak.
Due diligence.
I am doing it. You have to. It's called work, JP. It's called putting in the hours.
Anyway, who do you think would have the most embarrassing search history?
Is the show over yet?
What do you think? What do you think? You think Drabby or Valdez? I think probably one of those guys.
I think they'd all be pretty similar.
I don't know. I think Javi's into a little more exotic stuff.
You guys know us pretty well. Like, yeah. We're honest.
Yeah.
What you see is what you get. There's a couple secret perverts around here.
Who do you think?
Yeah, I want to know who's secret pervert.
Cakes and AWOD.
Really? Yeah. Oh, you think Cakes is really?
I think Cakes is a, you know.
Well, he likes to watch people.
Cakes is pretty basic, though. He's not.
No,
he's not
that's,
like,
that's very overblown. I haven't watched one of those decapitation videos in probably
who wants
five
to watch
or
that?
Six months.
You know what? I kind of on this with Drab about AWOD because
you think Adams?
Well, here's my theory.
Really perverted
is because Adam's drought is getting pretty
epic.
It's getting pretty epic.
Really long.
Right. So I think he's starting to hook himself even more. And so when you start hooking yourself more, you just need
or he's going the other way. He sounds like he's not hooking himself that much for a guy that young.
Has he got low T?
All right, what am I asking my
team? Deteriorating. How many times last week? How many
five?
Five? Oh, that's pretty strong.
That's strong.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty strong.
But is it a pervert to like typing in big boobs?
Is that what you type in?
My three terms I go for.
Be careful. Be careful.
Bikini.
Bikini?
Bikini, yeah. Well, because look.
What are you, 13 years old?
They start with it on and then they take it off.
Okay.
The process of taking it off is the best thing I've ever seen.
But if you just type in bikini, you're typing that in on like a porn site.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
The hub, to be exact.
Yeah, okay, yeah, you're a hub guy.
That's an awful search term.
Yeah. Go ahead.
My second one is casting.
Casting, yeah, right. That's a classic. Yeah.
And then the third one is college.
College.
Yeah. I love to go back to the college days.
You know what? That's not surprising.
Pretty basic.
He likes to relive his college years.
Yeah, the one conquest in college. Yeah, exactly. Last but not least, I just wanted to mention this story. This is amazing. There was one of the million stories where a guy, a veteran, back in like 1974, I don't know if he was with the Army or something, but he was somebody, and he had some opportunity to buy a Rolex. Well, I don't know if it was the Marines or what,
right.
But he got like a military discount to buy a Rolex for $345, mm-hmm. Okay? And, he's a veteran, and he never ended up using it, but he kept it.
He's
kept
in for $345, you said?
$345.
Okay,
1974.
All right.
He thought he was going to use it for scuba. It was actually a Rolex that you could use for scuba diving.
Okay.
It was rated for that and everything. He never wore it. It even had the sticker. He had all the receipts.
So it's mint.
It's literally mint condition.
Yeah.
So the guy on Antiques Roadshow starts building up the story to this thing as he demonstrates. He's trying to find out what it's worth. He says, first of all, a piece like this, maybe $2,000 or something. And then he starts saying, but this one, built in 1974. He goes, maybe about $150,000 to $200,000.
Wow.
But yours, because it's a scuba rated, puts it up to $400,000. But because yours is probably in the finest condition of anyone in the world.
Okay.
I value that at $700,000.
Wow. What?
$700,000.
That's a silly ROI for him.
I don't know. He's got to figure out what he's going to do. Put it for auction.
He's a buyer.
Yeah, there could be, because they say Paul Newman's own watch sold for $17 million. Marlon Brando had a watch that sold for $1.9. I mean, who knew watches had such value?
Maybe I'm crazy. But
I don't even own a watch.
Even if I had
I don't think I've owned a watch in a while.
Watches are stupid. If I were Warren Buffett, I had Warren Buffett money. Or Bill Gates money. I wouldn't pay $1 million for a watch. It's just the dumbest purchase ever.
Well, a lot of these guys probably didn't pay that, but because they own it, it becomes worth that much.
I understand, but who are these buyers that are going to pay that sort of money?
I don't know. Somebody paid $17 million. Now, you don't wear it.
Did you see the house that was just sold and right on the Potomac River for $45 million?
I did not.
No.
Who's going to buy a $45 million house?
Is it Dan putting his house up for sale? Isn't it? Is it officially up for sale, or we just heard that? Snyder.
Maybe it was his. I don't know.
So if you wanted to pay, you know, 20% to avoid PMI, you put up $9 million.
Yeah, I mean, seriously. $9 million in cash.
What are your payments on the remaining 36?
The garage of this house, 30.
30 cars.
Who needs a 30-car garage?
Well, didn't we just...
Hey, you got probably more cars than me
I
over
do.
There.
I do.
We got four. What do you
have? I do have a fleet of Jeeps
you
in my driveway.
I have a car
what do you
touching
have?
Grass.
I have...
Five or four?
I have... Let me see.
How many cars
four.
Do you have? You have four. That's
four,
you
yeah.
Have.
Are any currently touching grass?
Right now, no. But sometimes you got to do it. Sometimes I have to park in my neighbor's driveway. My man Kevin hooks me up. Park right in front of his boat.
Right.
Right from his bass boat. Hooks me.
Didn't we just see Billy Joel's garage got vandalized?
Yes.
And he had like 13 motorcycles
I
in
didn't
there.
See. I saw the story, though, about Allen Iverson, which still blows my mind, that he had $500,000 worth of jewelry in a backpack.
Right.
That was lifted.
Well, that's what he does. He doesn't actually live. He lives in hotels.
Yeah.
He goes from hotel to hotel to hotel. And he loves the gamble. Loves
yeah.
it.
Yes. Yeah.
They all treat him like a rock star.
That's my guy, Allen Iverson.
By the way, this house that was... sold for 45. It was originally $62 million. Someone got it for 45.
Ooh, somebody's taking a bath.
Yeah, as I said.
Hey, did I make that up, Drab? Did I make that up? That Dan Snyder wants to sell his house. Have we heard that?
No, last July there was an article that said Dan Snyder wants you to sell you his house, $49 million, Potomac.
So it is okay. So it is for sale.
Yeah, I don't know if he went through with it. I don't know, but
yeah, I don't. I think he's still there. You know, I mean, that's one of those you put on the market for 5 years, like John Smoltz's.
It's a very
house.
Limited pool of buyers when yeah. you're into that stratosphere.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Dave Portnoy could buy it.
Maybe him. Maybe like in Saudi Arabian oil sheik.
That's probably who bought this one.
Right.
Probably. I don't know.
I would love to know who bought it.
No Bruce today?
Yeah, no Bruce today.
He hasn't called in?
Maybe tomorrow.
He's on, but we scratched his zing.
Oh, oh you really? Did? You didn't yeah. like, you weren't feeling it?
What, inappropriate?
Uninspired or?
We thought better of it.
Oh, really?
Oh, probably. It was controversial. Yeah. Potentially yeah. controversial zing.
Right.
You
it's
know
not
what?
Controversial at all.
Good producing by you guys.
Drab's just scared.
Oh, he's
Drab's
gunshot.
Scared Drab's of it. Scared.
All right. Tell us the zing during the break. Tell us the zing during the
break. I'm just saving people's jobs over here. You know what? Bitter about it.
Appreciate that. I appreciate you, Drab.
Thank you.
Thank you for that hustle.
Caution.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm all about that.
Have fun going to Minneapolis, Richie.
I will. Hopefully I don't come back with pneumonia.
It's How can freezing. You come back with something you already have?
That's true.
Sail on Andrew Wiggins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Jake Layman. He's a terp. Yeah.
Can
he's
I go to
there?
That one of those Joe covered Mauer walkways to go to a T-Wolves game?
Yeah, you
can
do
that.
Do it.
Yeah. The
right, gotta get out of here. Grandaddy, they're up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.